last time we started the sugya of Zuta Shalyam. Zuta Shalyam was, just in a nutshell, then how would you summarize what the idea of Zuta Shalyam, the basic idea? No? Can we start it here? Anybody? The Yam, the ocean picks up someone's stuff and schleps it somewhere else, and he doesn't, no reasonable chance of retrieving it. So if he has no reasonable chance of retrieving it, what does that do? What does that mean for you? That you're allowed to keep it. So the question is, what's the mechanics of it? You're allowed to keep it? So that's what we discussed last time. Is it that there's an assumed yeyush, that this is or is it a separate mechanism? Not that it is yet, even if he's not miyash, and you know he's not miyash, it's a separate mechanism that you're allowed to keep it because of zutel shiyam, because it is called an avuda. Now there is an interesting gemara, Maseches Bava Kama, and what I'd like to get into today eventually is what the exact parameters of this are. Meaning the early poskim, the Rishonim, talk about you buy something, you find that pirates have pirated items that belong to Jews, and now you got your hands on those items. Do you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, right? Because, or do you assume that Zutel Shalyam, they never had any hope of getting it back from a pirate? That's like the ocean taking it away. And more, unfortunately, more modern times, the Nazis had taken full libraries from people, and they didn't always destroy the books. They kept the books, right? So now you get your hands on a book that was taken by Nazis, and it has the name of the family in the book that it belonged to. So to what extent do you have to go? Or a piece of art that the Nazis confiscated from a Jewish family, and it has the name of the family on the back of the painting. You can find out who it belonged to. Do you have a chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda? What's required maker adin, and what's required lifnim mishuras adin? So we want to get there eventually. First thing to discuss, though, is there is a Mishnah Maseches Bava Kama, an interesting case. The Mishnah Maseches Bava Kama talks about matzel min ha-nahar, min ha-gayas, min ha-listim, im yisyashu ha-baylim, so it's harei l'shalom. The baylim is min yayish on it, so then you get to keep it. And Rashi says, dimistam an yisyashu ha-baylim miyad, v'kadinu heich b'yeyush v'shinu rishos. That you have the right to assume that if you are matzil from bandits and from a river, of course the baylim was miyayish. The Mishnah in Bava Kama also says, let's say the following happens. Reuven has a barrel of honey, right? And honey is very valuable. And the barrel cracks. And what happens when the barrel cracks?
Honey spills out.
The honey spills out. Very good. So the honey is spilling out. Shimon wants to save Reuven's honey, right? So what does Shimon do? Shimon has a barrel of wine, but apparently he has cheap wine, and the honey is more expensive than the wine. So Shimon pours out his own wine in order to save Reuven's honey, because the only way to make room in his barrel is by pouring out his wine. So the halacha is Shimon is the owner of that devash. Why? Why is Shimon the owner of that honey now? Good, the honey was gone. The honey was going to be destroyed. There were two options what was going to happen to this honey. Either the honey was all going to spill until the floor was going to be destroyed, or Shimon was going to come and save it in his own barrels for himself. So Shimon became the owner of that honey. Because otherwise, it's Hareni Matzil Min HaHefker, Rashi uses such a lashon. So based on that, comes along the Mordechai in the Maseches Bava Kama, the Nimram Maram Rutenberg, and says, let's say you see that there's a house on fire. And you know that that house belongs to someone who has a remarkable Sfarim collection, right? This is someone who has fantastic Sfarim. So you want to be Matzil, you go in, and the whole family's running out. Everyone's running out of the burning building, as they should, by the way. And you run into the burning building, and you save some stuff, you save some Sfarim. The Mordechai writes in Maseches Bava Kama, at the end of Maseches Bava Kama, Shasha'alti al Duleiko Shanaflu Bi'irchen. There was a fire. Va'eshay so kofetzas, l'kan, l'kan, fire everywhere. U'baruchu b'nei adam ni'ir mi pachar adleika. It used to be when there was a fire, people didn't run out of the house, they ran out of the city. Why did they run out of the city? Yeah, everything was made out of wood, the houses were close together. Fires would wipe out entire villages. It wasn't fires that would wipe out just a house, entire villages. Everyone was running from the city. Va'amad Yehudi Echad, Hitzel Sefer Echad, Ubailav Barach. One Jew runs in, saves a certain Sefer. The owner of that Sefer ran away. Ubailav Barach Meni'ir. Eino chayv lahachzir labayim. He does not have to return that sefer to the bayim. Why? Because the guy could say, I was zocher from Hefker. K'damrin ba'gozel basro, just like the Gemara says in Baba Kama, on Kof Yudzayin, v'leim ha'mev kerika zochina, or Kof Tezayin, somewhere around there. Mashma ilo akal besa bar karach. Okay, so the point is that if the item was going to be lost anyway, so when you are matzil the svarim from the Deleika, you could say, mev kerika zochina lei, and therefore it's yours. So file that away, right? That the Mordechai talks about dafka svarim, that you're saving svarim, and that since it was going to get burnt anyway, you can claim that it's yours based on the Mishnah Rabbah Kama about saving the dvash into your chavis. Now, what exactly does this mean? Avuda mimenu mikaladim. We're using this phrase that it's not our Gemara uses this phrase that when you have a mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, when the Aveda is avuda me from the guy who owns it, right, from the bialin. But if the Aveda is not just Avuda Mimenu, but it's Avuda Mikal Adam, then there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Comes along the Brisker Rav, a very chashva ha'ar of the Brisker Rav, where he tries to, he's trying for Emperor to how to fit this in with another Gemara in Baba Kama, a Gemara in the second paragraph of Baba Kama, of Yud Zayin, in Parakeet Sadar Regel. The Gemara of Baba Kama talks about the following. Gemara says like this, you know this case, you've heard this case. Dam Rava. You probably learned it in Baba Kama. For those who learned Baba Kama, and if you didn't, it's come up somewhere in your travels and learning. I can guarantee it almost. Zara Kli Merosh Hagag. Luke, can you finish? There you go. Right? What he said, right? Yeah, so, Zara Kli Merosh Hagag. A guy chucks a Kli off of a rooftop. Right? Uba Acher V'Shavro B'Makel. Another guy sitting on the bottom, and he's got a baseball bat, and... Yeah, I see. And before the kli hits the floor, the guy with the baseball bat smashes it. So the guy with the baseball bat says, what difference does it make? The kli was going to break anyway. The guy at the top of the roof said, I shouldn't have to pay for it. I didn't break it. The guy with the baseball bat broke it. Right? So, ba acher v'shavro b'mako, pater. The guy in the bottom could say, I'm Pater, because mana tvira tavar, I already broke a broken item. Right? That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Baba Kama. So says the Brisker Rav, a fundamental kasha. You're pater because mana tvira tavar, or basar mei karaz lina, that's the real sudya. And you look at the initial action of breaking the guy throwing it off, is the mei kara, and you don't look at what happens basov. Whatever svara you give over there, says the Brisker Rav, isn't there a more pashava svara based on our Gemara? That if something is avuda mimenu mikol adam, you're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to take it. So if the guy is allowed to catch it and take it for himself, so shouldn't he, if he breaks it, he should be batur. Why do you need the svara that manatvira tavar, it's already broken, or basame karazlino, and we look at the initial act and not the guy in the bottom? Forget about that. It's avudim menu mikaladam. And once it's avudim menu mikaladam, so then you can do whatever you want with it. You can keep it, you can break it. So why do we need all these svaras? So the Brisker Rav in Hilchos Gzeilah V'Aveda quotes this Gemara, and he quotes this kasha. He quotes this kasha from Adoni Yavi Mari Rabbi Hagon Shlita, meaning he wrote, I guess, this piece while Reb Chaim was still alive. And he says, Lamed Sur Chinon Bahach Deraba Leptura Demanet Tvira Tavar. Why do I need the Ptura Manet Tvira Tavar? Well, the time of the Basar Meikar Azlinon. Hari Kaim Lama Mesiyah Davchav Beis Davud Men Mikol Adam Rachman Asharia. Then if it's Davud Men Mikol Adam, it's automatically Mutter. This kli is going to break. It already is an aveda. Then, even if you look basar tavar mana, not basar meikara, we should still say that he's pater. Why do we have to make a whole sugya out of this in Baba Kama? And how do you view it? Do you look basar tavar mana, basar meikara, and mana tvira tavar? A whole sugya in Baba Kama, it's so much more pashut. It's avuda mimenu mikal adam. End of story. So says Brisker Rav, and you're lama bezeh. Dine yisoda heter shel avuda mimenu mikal adam. Hu zemidin hafka'a. The hufka hachefetz mirushos baile. Avudim menu mikol adam, and this fits in very beautifully with how Rav Soloveitchik explained in Harav Shetzer, it makes it an aveda gemura. It makes it an item that is a total aveda. What does that mean, says the Brisker Rav? it's mafkia it from the rishus bailav. It takes it out of the possession of the owner. That's what avudu menu mikol adam accomplishes. That if a ka'a is midin yeyush or a gzeres hakasuv, either way, the point is that it's mashlim l'shem aveda. Whether it's just because it's an aveda objectively, because avudu menu mikol adam, or whether it's through yeyush and yeyush is mashlim l'shem aveda. The point is that in that way it becomes completely hufka, it becomes completely removed from the rishus bailim. So what? How does that help answer the kasha? Comes a brisker of avlim ach gamli achar aveda nishar ba'chevetz ktsas shivui. But let's say after it's avudim menu mikol adam, it's still worth something. It's still worth something, not as much as it was, but it's worth something. Sharoy lachlal zadin zuchus bailim. And the bailim are still the owner of that something. Memeli, you can't say that it's hufka mirshus bailim. I mean, what happens? It's so hard for me to say. What happens? You have a chayfetz that falls off of the roof. It's my chayfetz, my object falls off of the roof. What's going to happen when it hits the floor? It's going to shatter, right? Who owns those pieces? I still own those pieces. Right? I'm still the owner of the... So you can't say that it's hufka mirshus bailim, because I still have some partial ownership on that object. So if the object is gone and I'm never going to see it again and it's avudu menu mikol adam, that's one thing. Then you could say it's an aveda, it's objectively an aveda, I'll never see it again. But if I still have bailus on it, you can't say that it's hufka mirshus. I'm still a partial owner on that... I'm still the owner on that item. Him came the mela, to call she'etzem achifetz nishar b'rishos bailim gam liachar aveda asom m'mela shublakal malachul din avka adavuda. If it's still mine, even after it comes out of my rishos, you can't say that there's avka for my rishos. So by zara kli m'rish agag im ach yesh pacharosin mikzashivu, as long as the little pieces of pottery have some value. Hello, and banu ladun linyan acharosin. That's when, if you were to ask, who owns those pieces? Halim shel bailim. They belong to the bailim. Diinu halo avin avedim avud me'olam. So those little pieces, those broken shards, are not avud me'olam. And therefore, there's no hafka'a. And therefore, you don't have the heter of avud mikol adam. That's why it's like the
Biskura. The guy drops the thing off the roof and breaks. He's not required to pay the entire amount and then just take the pieces himself.
No, I don't think so. He pays the difference, probably. He pays the difference in general when you're mazik something. Right, a lot of times people think that if they, you lent someone something and they were mazik, the item, they have to make it like new. No, they have to make it the difference of what it was and what it is. That's the chiv. That's the ikur chiv. Yeah. Now, yeah.
So this pshat is assuming that he was the baal with this yayish over it, but not mafkir over the item. Meaning, using the Torah, we're saying that yayish is mashla the shame aveda.
Shame aveda can happen in two ways. It can happen through yayish, or the way we're talking about, where it's just avuda menu mikol adam. So it's a shame aveda because it's just avuda from everybody, right? That's how somebody explained that. Shem Aveda can have the I guess more obvious way that something becomes an Aveda is that it's Mamish Nevad. Right? So then it doesn't matter what the Das of the Bible is. It's just an Aveda. That additionally, if it's not an Aveda, because it's not Nevad Mikol Adam, my Yeush will be Mashlim the Shem Aveda. So in the case of throwing the Kli off the roof, it's the first time. It's just an objective aveda, or so we thought. And then Briscoe comes and says, no, it's not, because an objective shem aveda is a hafka mirushos abayim, and you can't say that the kli is mufka mirushos abayim. That's Briscoe Rav's reading. Now, there is a discussion, as we mentioned before, in Rishonim, what happens when pirates take something from someone. So do you say, it's avudim menu mikol adam, it's an objective aveda, it's like zuto shalyam? do you have to return the item? So Shidim Gubet says quotes from a Tshuvas HaRambam. Shidim Gubet says here in Bava Metzion, Chavdal Rambeis, quotes a Tshuvas HaRambam. Ubtshuvas Shelo LaRambam Kosel V'zel Lashono. Mu'atak Miloshon Arabi, and it's translated from Arabic because the Rambam wrote Tshuvas in the language that he was asked. Sha'alta. Someone bought Sifrei Kodesh from Shalulim, from pirates. If Nomer Shakana, Om Nichveu Aliki Chasum Imenu, the Im Nomer Shalakach Imenu Bal Korcho, Im Yasin La Sach Shakaneu Bal, the Im Yaxilos Vesiknas Atzmal Zulasa. Do you have to interview the pirates? Say, excuse me, pirate sir, where did you get this? And if he says, I got it from that shul in that community, and they were an easy target. I was able to buy. So now do you have to return it to them? Tshuva, says the Rambam. In biza zuhais b'mitzvah samelach kana ubatal din hekdesh va'afilu klei amikdash kishen nishlulu batal kedushasan amru uvau b'pritzim v'chaleluha. That if the person was working with government authority to be able to pirate whatever he pirated, to be able to take away whatever he pirated, then he has the right to be mechalel it. It's totally, the kedusha is totally batal. But im shalu b'li rishus hamelech o nignevu yishava b'nikitas chefetz kama hotzi v'yitol v'yachzer zeh sefer l'mekom v'kedin mishas v'fra lo bo shenignevu bo kelev u'svarav. But if they're working on their own and then you have to just swear to whatever expenses you had in retrieving it to the bailim that it belonged to, and they'll deduct your expenses in retrieving it from what you're giving back to him, and that's how you return it. So the Mordechai in Bav Metzia quotes from in the illustration of Zion, a Tshuvas Rabbeinu Gershom. It says, Nishal Rabbeinu Gershom, Aliska Yehuda Maholchim B'Svina, V'tava Asvina, V'nitzalu Anafashos. A boat capsized, and the boat sank, people were saved, V'amaman Hoi B'Tevos, Omad Yehudi Echad Shenitzal Men Asvina, V'sachar Uvidchav Mechal La'azor Lo La'hasil Amaman. One guy hired divers, right, to save whatever went down in the ocean. V'hitzel obichavim tevaso shel ruvi. Avlo yoyachol otzia el hayabashol v'yishayse malaya mayim. V'tzrach obicham l'shavra l'hotzi moment shabitocha v'shara moment shabesvina lo yoyachol hatzil. He was able to break open one of the boxes and get some money out. He couldn't pull the whole box out because it was full of water. It was too heavy. He couldn't save everything. It was dark. The conditions were not ideal. And people were coming and, looting. Mordechai introduces a new wrinkle, that they made a gezeira of the kihila that you're not allowed to keep what was found by these goyim who came and looted. So Reuven is looking for his stuff. One of the Ovdei Chavim who took all these who looted, within 30 days of this happening, sold a lot of this stuff to Shimon, and now Shimon doesn't want to return it to Reuven. He says Zachisiba. Shaveda Shatpanar Mutaras. It's prepared in the Gemara. Shatpanar. This is at least Shatpanar. The Heshiv says Rabbeinu Gershom, Kach Taitinota She'en B'Divrei Shimon Mamish, Kimash Etoin Avedas Nar Mutaras Ein Ataina She'elo Hitzel Humin Anar Elo V'Chav Metzila U'Moshe Yekvar Tzivu L'Hachzir V'Din Malchus Edina. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, that the Shimon does not get to keep it. Why does Shimon not get to keep it? Because he wants a taina that it's shat v'nahar. No, but the government already made a rule that it has to be returned. Dina malchus adina. Plus, on top of the government rule, there's the takanas akihilos. And when the kihila makes a rule, there's the takanas akihilos that you have to return. So then, for sure, you have to return it. So even if they, the Reuven, the original owner, had given up hope of ever retrieving it, you have to give it back. So all of this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. All of this is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. If you were to look in Simin Reishon and Tess in Shulchan Aruch, because I think I put it in the Mar Makomos, Simin Reishon and Tess in Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zayin, Hamatzil Me'ari, Vadov, Zutl Shliyam, Shlisa Shulnar, all that. Harel Shalom, Filah Balomid Vitzavach, right? Even if the guy's, right, it's Harel Shalom because it's Mamish and Aveda. Comes along the Ramah and he says, Mikol Makom, Tovi Yashalah Hachzir, Kamashan Sbar Sifhei. Oh, Hefker Bezin Hefker. If the Bezin has determined, or the Din of Malchusa has determined that you have to return it. That's the last word. And you have to return it. There's a tshuva in the Imre Yosha, and this is the last piece before we get to the Holocaust piece. Rav Meir Arik, in the Imre Yosha, was asked, this is in Chelik Beis, Simen Nun Tes, in Imre Yosha, about Svarim that were taken by the Russians. I don't know exactly, this seems like a World War One, post-World War One Shaila. That's the Tkufa, where Meir Arik lived. And somehow a Jew got his hands on them. And the Russians apparently were planning on recycling the paper or something. They were going to rip apart the Sfarim and use the paper. So the Shol says, Zuto Shalyam, I'm allowed to keep it, right? If I got my hands on them, it's Avud Mikolado. So Meir Arik develops the following Chiddush. He says, even if you could say that there was Yesh, the Kasher Chamsu Harusim Asfarim and Abaylin Yashu, and everything else that the Russians took, there is Yehush. He writes, "Benidan Dan Havivadi Kavasi, Kayurei Litvo Lodia Dover La Russian Shalarusim, Havivadi Yehush." So that's not the Chiddush. Ah, here's what he says. He says there's a big difference between a situation where the process of destruction has begun and where the items are not yet destroyed, where the items are on their they're in hands that you don't trust, but they're in hands, they're not being destroyed. Zuto Shalyam, Shalisa Shalnahar, Ari, Dov, all of these things, they are being destroyed, they're on their path toward destruction. Because we assume it's on its way to nowhere, meaning it's not retrievable, right? So it's already in that situation. So Meir Arik suggests that Ashalokum Yarusim, in this case, he says, the whole idea of Avud Mikol Adam is only when the Mamon is already Avud, because it's already been taken by the Yam. Or there's a fire, and you save from the fire that was already in that building. But when these Anshei Chayil were holding these Svarim, they wanted to be Ma'abed Sfarim, they planned on being Ma'abed Sfarim, but so long as they haven't actually begun that process, it's not called Avud Mikol Adam. Nevertheless, he says, there is a din of Yeh. So he says, over here, your heter, you're allowed to keep it, but not because it's Zutah Shalyam. It's not Zutah, it's Yeh. It's simply a din of Yeh, not a din of Zutah Shalyam. Who cares? The man of Kanina is a din of Yeh, or a din of Zutah Shalyam. Meaning again, what happened over here? The Russians took these farms. The Nazis took this painting. Whatever, right? You find it, and you know the name, and you might be able to find the person who it originally belonged to. Can you keep it? Says Rav Meir Arik, yes, but not for the reason you think. You want to call it Zuta Shalyam. You want to call it Avud Menu Mikol Adam. It's not, because no one was destroying it. They were keeping it. They weren't destroying it yet. But there's Yehush, so you can rely on Yehush. So it'll be nafkamina whether it's Yeush or whether it's not Yeush. Yeah, no. Meaning this is assuming it's Zeres HaKasov, yeah.
Meaning this is the machlokas, say for Achino and Ramban, whether or not it's, am I getting something mixed up here?
Yeah, say for Achino Ramban was the Hechshel Kabbal Tuma.
Never mind.
But we had machlokas Rishonim about whether Yeush is its own about whether Zut HaShem is its own din or it's an outgrowth of Yayush. Here's the difference. When there's Yayush, let's also give Yayush al Midas about. Right? Let's also give Yayush al Midas. I think of the item when?
Before
the guy finds out. Which, why is it tricky? Because it's before the guy was Miyayish. And if I pick it up before it's before the guy was Miyayish, what's that called? Yisur Baliyadah. And if it's Yisur Baliyadah, I don't get to keep it. Zut HaShem, I automatically get to keep it. So what nafkamina is, when did you get it? And Sri Desh talks about this in his Tshuva on the topic of the Nazis. He says, when exactly did this come into your possession? Did it come into your possession before the person, or when exactly was this taken from the people? Did the people die before they ever had a chance to realize that they should be Miyayish? How bad did they know the situation was? They may not have been aware at that stage of the war that there was that it was hopeless, that they're never going to be able to retrieve it. They may have thought, they may have still thought, oh, this will pass and, you know, law and order will be returned and we'll be able to get our stuff back. And then they were gassed. And then they were shot. In which case, they were never Miyayish. So if you're relying on Zut HaShem, good, you have what to rely on. Because Avodah Menu Mikolodom, because that's a reality. Avodah Menu Mikolodom doesn't depend on the das of the Bailin. But if you're relying on Yayush, it depends on the das of the Bailin. Yeah. Yeah, so meaning when you're living in a lawful place where you assume that they will be able to catch him, so it could be that the people made that assumption that they'll be able to catch them. So that's why that's l'chora the difference. So that's the Swedish. The Swedish is Tshuva. The Swedish is Tshuva is in. I put the Swedish on the Rambam comes, right? Sri Desh was asked about the being matzah the Sfarim that were saved from the Nazis, and he writes, aside from what the Rama writes that Tovi Yashar Lahachzir, which is another detail that we have to mention, that the Rama says that even though you're not chayiv to return something to Zut HaShem, but that's the Tov Yashar, Lifnei Mishras Din, that's what you're supposed to do. V'cheinim Gazer, HaMelech HaBeis Din chayiv l'achzir, and if that's the law, then for sure. And at the time that the person saved these Sfarim, he wasn't trying to get them for himself, he wanted to be shomer them and to be machzir them, and as soon as the things settled down, so he's mekabel upon himself to watch them, he says, I don't know if this is like Zut HaShem anyway. Mikivan sheyadua ki rasham yemachshamam lakhu kol asvarim mehabibal atikos, I don't know what that is, v'inichum bekamos meshumarim. They took these svarim from the libraries and they put them in guarded places. V'lo pasa hatikva milibenu. Sri Desh is a survivor. He is an alcohol survivor. He lost everything. But he can describe what people were feeling because it was him. So he says, we didn't lose hope. Kiarisha kula kashin tichla v'savr memshal zadon. We thought at any moment, you know, that the memshal zadon was going to be gone. Vayin chosh mishpare yishlam v'vavsev ches brahma t'besvarim lo havi yeyush. So he says, I don't know that the bailim were ever mafkir. Are you allowed to be mishtamish the svarim? So that you could be matir. Can you use the svarim? He says, that you could be matir. But he says, I'm not sure the people had a sense of Yayush. I'm not sure the people gave it up. And he writes, you know, I can tell you my own svarim. I couldn't save any of them. Va'ani mis'abel al avdan sifri. He says, I'm still mis'abel on the loss of my own svarim. Amazing. He said, I came out. Ki yatsasi migei hafecha. I left the destruction of the Holocaust. Ba'arumu b'chosr kol. Completely naked of everything, with nothing. Kayadua, like you know. The Swedish was a very tragic case. He lost his whole family, and he really mamish had nothing after the Holocaust. So that was quite a tragic case. But so there are a number of factors involved with it. First of all, we have this basic hakira. Are these situations properly classified as zutel shel yam, or maybe just a din of yeish? If it's a din of yeish, you need to know that there was a yeish. If it's a din of yeish, you need to have beheter baliyada. If it's a zutel shel yam, that you just objectively look at it as zutel shel yam, so then automatically it's going to be fine. There was a case that came up after the war also. There was a Keser Torah. They used to make these very ornate crowns on top of Sefer Torah. We had one donated to our shul. Someone gave a Keser Torah. The thing is gigantic. Now we make Sefer Torah pretty small and make for easier hagmas. This Keser Torah is bigger than the Sefer Torah. Like if you hold the Torah like you tip over, it's way heavier than the Sefer Torah. It's magnificent, silver, ornate. It was made in like 1918 or something like that, right? Something very, very... So there was a case where the Keser Torah that was taken by the Nazis, and one of the Yorshim found it in Yerushalayim by a certain organization, a museum or something. And he said, I want my family's heirloom back. And the museum said, Zut HaShel Yam. So the Dayanim were mechayev them to return it. Because of this takana, that to return kol geneva lebaleh even after yesh v'shir v'shos, meaning even though zut HaShel Yam is a din, asisa yashiv atov, if you have the ability to find who did it, that's what the Rama paskins. So that's what they paskin that they have to do, and in combination with the fact that it could have been taken at the beginning of the Holocaust, wherever before there was ever a chance for yesh to happen. And therefore, it maybe doesn't even take on the. So maybe it doesn't take on that status of Yeish. All right. We'll stop officially. I'm here, but from tomorrow we'll do it. From now on, we probably have like, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 shiurim left. We'll try to do independent sugyas, one sugya a day. So, Bezrashem, starting tomorrow, we'll pick something else, probably still within Paragil and Tzitz. Okay.